I know I haven't been recording as much as I normally record. I miss you guys, but like I said, it's so much going on here lately. I just haven't really been on social media like that. No, not yesterday. I think over the weekend was the first time I posted a picture on Instagram, like in a couple of weeks or so, because I just haven't been on social media like that. I just have so many things going on in my personal life, and I've just been focusing on that and just trying to be happy. But I want to talk about something because I feel like yesterday something did happen with me, and I was having like a really, really, really bad panic attack. And yesterday was just a bad day for me. I cried a lot, I had a lot going on. And what I want to come to you is, I want to talk to you guys because I want to know. And I don't know if I should make this a girl talk series or not, but I guess I could. I mean, it could be girl talk series because I know men may can relate to it as well. But we'll do it a girl talk series. So I want to know, guys, do you think your mental health affects your relationship? Does your mental health affect your relationship? And I want to say this because a lot of times when you're dealing with anxiety, depression, or you have bipolar, schizophrenia, or whatever your mental illness is, and it could be anything, those are just examples, the people around us are affected as well. We don't think they are, but they are. They have to see us go through our mood swings. They have to see us have our ups and downs. They see us at our worst, at our best. They see us in stages that are not always the best because we're struggling. And the reason I want to talk about this is because in the past, I've dated men who have seen me have a panic attack, who've seen me have anxiety, have seen me in depressive stages, and not all of them were supportive of it. Some of them said, oh, you're playing victim. Some of them said, oh, well, this is too much, I'm out. Some of them have, you know, made me feel like something was wrong with me because I had an issue. It was my mental health. I try to be as private about my mental health as I can. Even in my current relationship, I'm very private about it. I don't really talk about it too much with him because I think that it does cause some kind of conflict sometimes in relationships because one person has a mental health issue and the other doesn't, so it can cause a lot of issues. It's definitely hard, but I think in any relationship, if you are dating somebody, you should tell them if you have anxiety, depression, or a mental health issue because it's important for them to know. Don't let something happen and then a flare-up or some incident happens and then you blow up and then everyone around you is like, oh, wait a minute, she had this moment. And then you have to tell them in that moment, oh, I'm bipolar. Because then that person is going to be like, well, one, they're going to be mad because you didn't tell them. Two, they're going to feel like, well, if I'd known this, I would have reacted to this situation differently. So I always think it's important that whenever I date someone, I always tell them about my mental health. I always say, hey, I deal with anxiety and depression because I want them to know that if something happens, this is why this is happening. Well, I let them know I have panic attacks sometimes or anxiety attacks or whatever, so they know. So yesterday I had an anxiety attack, which was really bad. I haven't had one in a while. I had it at work. It was horrible, you know, and I didn't really know how to deal with it. I didn't tell any of my family members because I was like, I'm just going to keep it to myself. And I told my boyfriend kind of last minute, and he was a little like, I wish I had known, because instead of telling him, I was kind of very short with him. I pushed him away instead of telling him, hey, this is going on with me. And in turn, he was upset about it because he felt like, well, instead of pushing me away, why didn't you just talk to me about it? So I should have dealt with that situation differently. But sometimes, guys, for me anyway, I don't always want to mix people in my mental health issues because I feel like then it gets them caught up and then it just messes things up in a sense. So it wasn't like I was hiding it from my boyfriend because he knew. I told him in the beginning before we started dating, like, these are my issues. But it was more so yesterday, he had a lot going on yesterday and I didn't want to add my issues onto his issues. So it was like in my mind, the first thing I thought to do was just push him away a little bit so I don't have to talk about it, you know. And I try to hide my mental health a lot from people because I feel like that's like the best thing for me to do. I feel like a lot of times I can't really talk about it like I would want to talk about it, or I can't really say how I feel like I would want to, because it's like I said, it's a lot of times you tell someone this is your issues, and a lot of times they're looking at you like, well, they're trying to give you solutions. Either they give you solutions, either they don't care, or they just don't know what the hell they're talking about. So I hate talking to somebody about my mental health issues, and I feel like they don't know what they're talking about, or they just make me feel worse. So a lot of times, I don't want to deal with that. So in my defense, I'm just like, let me just not tell anybody how I'm feeling. But yesterday just happened to be that day where I just want to tell somebody, and I did. And I don't know, because I feel like when you're dating, the person has to take all of you. And the mental health part of you is a part of who you are. So they have to take that part too. And if they choose not to, then they're not taking all of who you are. So for me, it's more so like, this is who I am. Do you accept me? Do you take me this way? Or do you want me to, you know, or, well, I can't say do you want me to be somebody else, because you can't. With mental illness, you can't be somebody else. This is just who you are. And I said that to myself. I said, who do you want me to be? Like, I'm not perfect. I'm human. I said that to myself yesterday because I was like, sometimes it's just hard, you know? Like I said, I try to cover up a lot. I don't like to talk about my mental illness too much to a lot of people. It was just, it's tough. And I just was thinking, this topic was heavy on my mind. And I thought, I wonder if other women like myself struggle with wanting their significant other to know that they have a mental health issue. Because I feel like, but this is what I want to say to you all as you listen. If somebody out there knows you have a mental health issue, they know you have anxiety, depression, or whatever, and that person chooses to leave your life, let them go. Do not chase them. Let their ass go. Because I feel like if somebody can't accept you for you, you don't need to be with them. I wouldn't want somebody to be in my life who couldn't accept me knowing that I have anxiety and depression. They couldn't be in my life. And I've had guys, like I said, who I've dated who just felt like it was too much for them to deal with. And I was like, well, then you can exit. And I used to get upset about it. But now I say to myself, if they want to leave because of who I am or what I'm dealing with, then they can go. They probably weren't meant to be in my life anyway. But I do think there are better ways to handle these things. And because I was in a situation, and I've been in situations, I want to give you some guys, some tips that I think will help you along the way. So one of the things I want to say is that the first thing you always should do is let the person know up front what's going on with you. That's the first tip I'm going to give you guys. Because if they don't know, like I said, 9 times out of 10, they're going to be upset. And then also they're going to tell you that he could have reacted differently if they knew. Another thing is I want you guys to do, if you're in a relationship and let's say you have a mental health issue and your partner does not have one, but you two are dating, I want you to always be upfront with them. Let's say you're having a rough day. Let the person know. Don't push them away. Don't make them feel bad, because a lot of times that person may want to be there for you. But when you go putting the walls up and you go, oh, I'm having a bad day, leave me alone, that pushes them away, that puts them in a bad mood, that makes it hurts feelings, and that's something I had to learn. It does hurt feelings, and if someone wants to be there for you, allow them to be there. But if you're having a bad day, let your spouse know. Say, hey, I'm having a bad day today, this is happening, that is happening, I'm dealing with my anxiety today, so that person can know, and they can know what to do to help you. You know, also, always just talk to your partner about whatever is, you know, everything going on with you. I think it's so important in any relationship that you always talk to the person you're dating about what goes on with you. Because I feel like when you don't, it's like it starts arguments and things like that, because you're not telling that person what's going on with you. You're kind of keeping it hidden. You're not saying a whole lot. So you got to let that person know what's going on with you. And I think a lot of people don't realize this, but therapy is key. Whether you go with your partner or go by yourself, go to therapy. Therapy is going to help you with so many things, guys. It's going to open so many doors for you. And especially when you find the right therapist, it's going to help you 100% to be the best version of you that you can be. And I think it's so important that people realize that that's what you need. You need the therapy in order to be, you know, okay. You need therapy, you know. So I think that's really, really important that we shed light on that. You need your therapy to be okay. So always, always, always make sure you have your therapy in there to help you. And it helps your relationship as well. I want you guys to know that you're not alone in this. You're not. Those are just a few tips I gave you guys off the top of my head, honestly. But then it's also tips that I've learned as I've been dating. And I know a lot of times it's so easy for people to feel alone, because when you're dealing with the mental health issue, you know, sometimes, like I was telling my boyfriend last night, I said, you know what, sometimes people can have a conversation with you, And in that conversation, they're telling you that they're probably, they're suicidal, they're dealing with things. They may be speaking in code because they don't want you to fully know what they're talking about. But if we don't jump in to help that person, then that person ultimately, when they commit suicide or something, it's like, well, damn, I just spoke to such and such yesterday and they tried to tell me, but even though they were speaking in code, it was cold enough for you to understand that what they were going to do, basically. But because we didn't jump on it then to fix it, it got bigger and that person ended up losing their life behind it. So I think it's so important, like I said, to break the stigma. It's so important to talk about mental health as much as we can, but it's so important to be open, you know, about your feelings. And it's not okay. I mean, it's okay not to be okay all the time. It's okay not to be okay all the time, because I have days where I'm excellent and days like where I'm not. Yesterday was a really bad day. I'm not going to lie. For some reason, I noticed the last 2 days, I've had really bad anxiety when I go take my lunch break. And I don't know why. This is crazy. I can't pinpoint it. Because usually when I go on break, I always eat my food. Y'all can think I'm crazy, but I eat my food in the car, guys, because I don't like to be inside. When I work in my job all day, I need a break. So at lunchtime, I come to my car, I eat my food, and I people watch the people in my parking lot as my office building. I people watch, and I just eat my food, and I relax. That's my me time. I don't like to eat in the break room because I don't want to be around people. I want to be by myself, relaxing, just taking a break from work, getting out the building for an hour or so. So I noticed the last 2 days that I've done it, including today, that my anxiety has been at an all-time high. I've been having these panic moments, these anxiety moments of when I sit in the car. I start to overthink, and I start to cry. Today, I started to feel it coming on a little bit, but I kind of knocked it away by just kind of telling myself to relax a little bit and just started watching TV on my phone. So, but I'm not sure where it's coming from, though, to be honest with you, or why it keeps happening on my break. But the same thing happened yesterday. Yesterday, I went back into work and my anxiety got even worse. I had an anxiety attack. It was horrible. But I'm hoping today that won't happen when I go back in. I'm hoping I can relax and just call my patients and stuff. But I do want to go home. Not going to lie to you guys. My mood is still a little off and I do want to go home. But I know I'm not going to be able to go home. But I wish I could go home right now, guys. I really do. If I could go home, trust and believe, I would. I would go home. But, I don't know. But like I said, it's hard. And I think that I want to address something else, too. People will say to you, I can relate to you. I got depression and anxiety, too. Just know that it's excellent when somebody says they can relate to you because they're going through the same thing. But just also know that you and that person are wearing two separate shoes and you're not in each other's shoes. So just because this person's anxiety and depression is not as bad as yours and yours is worse, you know, people have deal with depression and anxiety different ways. I've had people say to me, well, I'm going through the same thing as you, but I did this to fix it. I did this, and it's like, okay, well, that's you. But me and you are two different people. I'm in my shoes, you're in your shoes. This is how I'm dealing with my depression and anxiety. And that's how you're dealing with yours. Oh, my God, I can't get my words out. So, yeah. So you also have to be mindful. People need to be mindful of that. You can't just randomly go to a person and go, oh, I got depression and anxiety, too. I can relate to you. You can relate in the sense that we both have anxiety and depression, but as far as how we deal with things and what we're going through, you can't relate in that way because you're not in that person's shoes enough to do so. But, so a lot is just, you know, going on, and I really want to shed light on mental health because I feel like even with the pandemic, it's at an all-time high. I mean, I get so many patient calls a day from patients who are just struggling. Patients who don't know what to do next because they've been through so much and they continue to go through so much, and they're telling me because of the pandemic they have depression and anxiety now, things are happening. And I think everybody has a touch of it. Even if you never had anxiety or depression before, the pandemic will do it to you because you can't really do nothing to go nowhere like you're used to doing. Even I myself sometimes get a little down and stuff because I'll just be like, dang, I wish I could go this place or go that place. And it's like, damn, I guess I can't do that. Or I miss going out with my friends or just doing fun stuff. I miss it a lot, you know, because I haven't been doing it, you know. But it's just a lot, guys. I don't know. But it's also a learning process. Like I said, every day you learn about yourself. And your mental health will affect the people around you. But also people who around us need to learn how to respond to someone with a mental illness. A lot of people don't know how to respond to a person with a mental illness. That's an issue, too. They think that they can just talk to us any kind of way, or they can just talk down to us. They can tell us what we need to do, what we don't need to do. And it's like, you cannot do that with someone with a mental health issue, because at the end of the day, you can't tell us how to fix it. You can't tell us what to do, because you're not in our shoes. And I think that goes for family members and friends, because trust me, I get advice a lot, and I'm just like, I'm not going to take your advice, but I am going to say that you can't just throw advice at me or think that, like my aunt, she assumed one day that, oh, well, you're so happy and go lucky all the time. There's nothing wrong with you. You don't need therapy like your cousin does. And I just thought to myself, if this is what you really think, you have lost it. Because I am not always happy and go lucky. I just portray that. And I'm not going to lie, guys. I've been portraying to be happy for probably a couple of months now, honestly. A couple of months I've been portraying to be happy, and I have not been happy. But it was something that I was doing because I felt like, I was doing it because I felt like, well, I do it for a lot of reasons. I do it because I have to come to work every day and feel good about something. I do it because I have a daughter to take care of, and I can't just be around my daughter crying and being depressed all day. I do it because I have a wonderful boyfriend in my life who I don't want affected by my issues. I do it for a number of reasons. I mean, I know a lot of you probably are listening thinking, like, so all this time and you've been on the podcast, you haven't been happy. And I'm going to be real with y'all. I really have been struggling with my depression and anxiety really bad lately. Some of that is the reason why I don't come on the podcast as often as I used to. A lot of it is because I just need a break from social media, and I really don't want to bring my issues onto the podcast. A lot of times when I have come on here, I do come on here like I'm upbeat and happy, because I want to present that to you guys. I don't want anybody feeling like, oh, Sherelle's on here doing an episode, but she's not feeling the episode. You can hear it in her voice. She seems sad, depressed. No, I want you guys to see a happy side to me. So that's what I want to give you all. Just because I'm depressed or having anxiety doesn't mean I want to give that to my listeners, because I don't want you guys to feel the way I feel. I want you guys to be happy. So it is important that a lot of times, you know, we do, you know, people have assumptions, and a lot of times people do portray to be happy when they're not. You know, I was like I told someone yesterday, I'm still trying to get to the root of it all. Like, where is the depression and anxiety coming from? That's why I started therapy, because it's like I need to get to the root of it. Because if I don't get to the root of my issues, I cannot fix anything, because I can't get to the root of it to figure out what needs to be fixed. You know, and it's still a daily struggle. And like I told, like I said yesterday, I was speaking to someone about this, and I was like, look, healing is a process. Don't let nobody rush your healing process. I said, healing doesn't happen and snap a finger the next day you're healed. It's a process. It can take months. It can take years. You don't know. It just depends where you are with your healing process. I don't have a time limit on my healing process. I don't. I really don't. I don't want to put a time limit on it, because I'm still healing every day. Do I want to be better? Yes. I mean, obviously, I do need to be on my medications, because that tends to help. But like I said, my doctor put me on medications. One medication never showed up to the pharmacy. This is on a hold. The other medication makes me sick. So it's like I'm thinking so happy that next week I get to see him, because next week when I do my appointment with him, I can actually I can actually get my medication squared away, because I just need everything to be fixed. But next week, I have 2 days off, so I'm glad. So I took Monday and Tuesday off. Thank God. My coworkers don't know yet, but I got to send them an email on Friday and let them know I won't be in the office till Wednesday. But I'm kind of excited, because I need some time to myself, y'all. Like, I just need some me time. I'm going to be home with my daughter, and I think that'll be good for me and her. Also, I was thinking about taking some more time off, probably like in November or December. At first, I was like, I'm not going to take no more time. My mom was like, you need to use all your vacation time. And I'm just like, okay, she's probably right. So most likely, I probably will take off some more time just to have a day to myself, you know, to get away from everything. So that's definitely something that I will be doing. I don't know when. But I definitely do need a day to myself to just, you know, recuperating and just really figure everything out and all those type of things. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, life is happening, and I'm, like I said, I've just been trying to focus on, and I don't want you guys to think that I'm unhappy in all aspects of my life. I'm not. It's just certain aspects, like my job right now and my mental health. Other than that, everything else is great in my life. It's just certain aspects of my life that need some tweaking, and I got to work on it and just get things done. But, yeah, right now I'm just ready to go home. Like, I'm here and I'm not here. I think I'm here physically, but mentally, I'm not here at all. So, yeah, I'm chilling out right now, I guess. Oh, my God, I'm tired. I'm super tired. Yeah, I don't go back into work until 1:20, so I still got a whole 20 minutes to go. And I'm sleepy. I'm ready to fall asleep in my car. And then my window keeps fogging up. So, yeah. But I just wanted to talk about this because I felt like yesterday I was driving home from work. And my first thought in my mind was, you know what, Sherelle, you should talk about this on your podcast. Because I know there's people out there who can relate and who are thinking to themselves that I'm going through the same thing with my partner or my husband, my boyfriend, whoever. And you just... You know, it's hard sometimes. It's not easy. And it does affect our relationships, whether we want it to or not. You know, it does affect us in more ways than one. And I think sometimes you just wonder sometimes what is it going to take to get to that happiness point, you know. And I know even for me, I wonder. But I think we just have to stay strong and we have to know that no matter what, we're going to be okay. Nothing's perfect is what I'm learning. Oh, my God, guys. I'm literally in my car feeling so tired right now. I'm like about to close my eyes out of nowhere. I don't know why. This tired feeling came over me out of nowhere. But I also think I'm stressed out a lot, too. I'm super stressed. And, like, I don't talk about that with anybody either. Like, I'm super stressed. I think I'm stressed from work, home life. Sometimes I worry about money, and I don't know why. It's like... The weirdest thing with me, guys, is I could have a bunch of money and still be worried about money. It's weird. I don't know why I'm like that, but I don't know. I just am. I just worry about every little thing, and I don't know how to not worry. So, yeah, basically. It's just, you know, being stressed out all the time. It's just hard on me because... It sucks when you're stressed out constantly and, you know, you just don't know what to do. So I'm struggling, guys. I am, and I'll admit to that. But it's one of those things that it's a day-by-day process. I'm not sure when I'll be okay, but, you know, I'm not really sure when I'll be back on here recording every day again. I miss doing it. I do miss recording with you guys, but at the same time, as much as I miss recording and doing stuff with you guys, I also need the break for my mental health, to be honest with you. It's not just like I'm avoiding trying to do the podcast. It's more so that just a lot is going on. So, I don't know why this lady keeps looking at my face, guys. This is weird. Like, she's walking and she just keeps staring at me. It's weird. But anyway, sorry, guys. So, yeah. Lord, I don't know. I can't even get my words out, but yeah. There's a lot going on. But it's not much else I can really do about it. So I just have to keep pushing, keep going, and know that I'm going to be okay. And that's all I can do. And I want the best for all of us. I do. And I promise you guys to give you more great episodes. I can't give you a date on when they will be out. But I'm going to try to do better than what I'm doing now. I'm trying to do it, I mean, if not every day, at least every other day or every weekend or something. I'm going to give you guys great content. But like I said, just a lot going on with me and just trying to focus on personal life stuff. And that's why I really haven't been on here. But I'm going to actually do something fun because I have not done anything fun in a while. I think when I'm on vacation, I'm going to take my daughter to the park. Like, we're going to go to Port Farm Park, which is near my home. It's a park near my home. We're going to have fun. We're going to go to the park, and we're going to enjoy our day. That's what I'm hoping we can do. Just enjoy our day and just have fun. All right, guys. I'm getting sleepy, I guess, because I'm sitting in the cold car now. But I'm getting sleepy. But thanks for listening, guys. And just remember, hanging there, it does get better. Peace and love. I don't know, guys. I thought I was going to make this a Girl Talk Series episode, but I don't know. So it may be Girl Talk Series. Well, yeah, hell, why not? We'll do Girl Talk Series. It's cool. Or Girl Talk, whatever. All right, guys. Peace and love.